Jeff Bezos and his woman, are they registered at the dollar store? I want to get a gift, Dean.
Yeah, Target.
Target, okay.
Yeah, Target. I bought him a salad shooter.
Nice.
And put all of our names on it. No sense all of us buying a gift.
Yeah, saves some money there.
Yeah, it's, yeah, the A-listers are beginning to show up in Venice, where this wedding between he and Lauren Sanchez, his fiance, the wedding will take place this weekend. Now, guests are arriving, but nobody knows where they're supposed to go or what is going to happen. This is like super, super secret. You arrive in Venice, and you are simply told where to pick up a water taxi. And the water taxi will take you from there. They're doing it for privacy, but also because they're expecting lots of protests to go on over the weekend, because local activists there are saying that this is representative of the growing disparity between the haves and the have-nots. But here's who's on the guest list so far. Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Leonardo DiCaprio, Mick Jagger, Ivanka Trump, Lauren Sanchez's fellow part-time astronaut, Katy Perry, among others. I just hope they have enough mostaccioli for everybody. The mostaccioli and roasted chicken.
You know, I heard that in New York, there's a huge crane outside the building that they're moving into because they're bringing furniture in. I mean, doesn't this guy want to keep a bit of a lower profile? I guess not.
I'm sure it's a very modest crane.
Good one.
That he's using. I'm sure it's nothing too gaudy or anything. Speaking of Katy Perry, by the way, who's apparently going to be at the wedding by herself, because it's all over the internet this morning that she and her longtime fiancé, Orlando Bloom, the actor, have split up. They were engaged for 6 years. Sources close to them say that it was amicable, that it is not contentious, at least not at the moment, and that the relationship really has been going downhill since last year. Perry and Bloom have a 4-year-old daughter together. So,
movie news today about the next James Bond film. What's this all about?
Yeah, this is exciting. They announced who will be directing the next James Bond movie. This will be the first Bond movie since Amazon has taken over. Speaking of Jeff Bezos, since Amazon has taken over the Bond franchise, the director of the film will be Denis Villeneuve. He is the guy who directed the last two Dune movies. He has done a variety of incredibly successful movies through the years. One of the most innovative filmmakers that there is. And he says that he is a diehard James Bond fan, that this is sacred territory for him, that he intends on honoring the James Bond tradition and looks forward to many new missions to come. They still have not announced who will be the next James Bond. You know, that probably will be the next announcement to come sometime soon.
So the Dune director is going to do the movie. Does this mean we will not understand the next James Bond film?
And it will be excessively long.
Oh, boy. Dean has a big announcement just in.
This literally just came over half a minute ago. Adam Sandler is going to be doing a show at the United Center. Right now, it's just going to be one show. I'd be shocked if they didn't add another one, but it's Adam Sandler's You're My Best Friend tour that will be in Chicago on October the 20th, October 20th at the United Center. Pre-sales will begin at noon today, and then general ticket sales start tomorrow at 12 noon, all through Ticketmaster. So Adam Sandler at the very intimate United Center.
He'll probably fill it up. I'm very happy to hear that we may get more young Frankenstein, or should we say Frankenstein?
Frankenstein, yes, absolutely. I already can't wait for this. They are taking some of the Mel Brooks movies and turning them into TV series. They did it with History of the World. And now they have announced that they are taking what I consider to be one of the funniest movies ever made. That's no exaggeration. And they're going to be turning that into a series for FX. That's really all we know about this right now. They haven't announced any other details, except that Mel Brooks will act as executive producer on this project.
Good.
Tomorrow, Mel Brooks will turn 99 years old.
Unbelievable.
How about that?
Let's talk about Cobra Kai. And this was a big deal during the pandemic, wasn't it?
The show was, yeah. It's talk about movies that became TV series. This is an adaptation of the Karate Kid series, for which, you know, there were very, very successful movies. And then this series came out, kind of a continuation of it all. One of the stars of this Cobra Kai series, and actually from some of the original movies as well, is actor Martin Cove. Over the weekend, I think you were gone when this story broke, but it's one of the weirdest stories of the year. Over the weekend, they had one of these Hollywood collectible kind of shows, mm-hmm. where some of the stars show up and you can get pictures and autographs and things like that. Well, this guy Martin Cove shows up, and also his co-star on the show, Alicia Hannah Kim. At one point, Martin Cove bit Alicia Hannah Cove on the arm so hard that it almost drew blood. It definitely left teeth marks. He had to be taken out of the collectible show, and while he was being, you know, held backstage, police body cam was going off. And yesterday, the footage of the body cam of the guy who bit his co-star was released. The first voice you hear is the biter. Actor Martin Cove.
What passes for entertainment news today is interesting, isn't it?
It's so fantastic. First of all, me as a serious journalist, he is only 78 years old. He's not 80 years old. I looked it up. But the original thing with this that was not captured on body cam was right after this happened, the biter was outraged himself. He didn't think it was inappropriate for him to bite another human being.
Of course so not.
That's why she's saying she was mad at his indignity that he felt like it was okay that he took a chomp out of her.
It's the end of civilization as we know it.
My favorite story of the year. It's going to be hard. I've come across some pretty weird stories, but it's going to be pretty hard for anyone to top this year.
I need to get that story out of my mind. So let's talk about the actor from The Chosen, and he met the Pope, didn't he?
I love this. Jesus meet Leo. Leo? Jesus. The actor, Jonathan Romey, who we've had the pleasure of interviewing several times, who plays Jesus in this new series, The Chosen, was in Vatican City over the last couple of days, and was lucky enough to have a personal meeting with the Pope. What does he do, of course? He takes his phone out and he shoots a selfie. Jesus and the Pope together in one photograph. The first five seasons of The Chosen are now streaming on Prime Video. It's a really good series, really, really well-done series. But it's an absolutely charming photograph. Jonathan Romey, who is, you know, no rookie, is clearly very, very moved at the opportunity to meet the first American Pope.
Holy selfie. And we can watch all episodes of The Bear now. Is that right?
Yeah, all four seasons are now streaming. I haven't seen any of the new ones yet, so people have been asking me what I think of it, and I haven't not had an opportunity yet. I'm going to try to catch up on at least a few episodes this weekend, so I'll know what everybody is talking about. But yeah, that's among the new stuff that's out there this week. If you're a Marvel Cinematic Universe fan, this new Marvel series, Ironheart, which is set in Chicago, by the way, lots of exterior shots that you will recognize around the city, that's new and out there this week as well. So lots of good stuff. We were remembering you yesterday, not remembering you like you were dead, but it was a preview of your obit, basically. With the news of Bobby Sherman.
Oh yeah,
you know, John Hansen wasn't getting it yesterday as much as you would have.
Well, John's a youngster.
That's what I said. I'm like, you're a little too young to fully appreciate this. If Bob and I were talking about Bobby Sherman, this would be a whole different conversation.
I interviewed him back in the day, went out to his house in Southern California. I think he became an EMT. And he had like a huge train set. He was a big Disney guy and a big fanatic. Yeah, he had a big setup in his yard, and he had the cap on, and he was the conductor. And, very, very nice, lovely person. Sad to hear that.
Never met him, but I've only heard really, really nice things about him. But I may as well have been speaking a foreign language yesterday to John Hansen. Love John, but
it happens. You're in the business long enough, you know. I remember when I was at Channel 5 work, I was anchoring the news one weekend, and I saw that Gene Pitney had passed away, and I stood up in the newsroom and I said, "Oh man, Gene Pitney died," and everybody looked at me like, "Who?"
I get a lot of that now.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.